This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
You like that one?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
Bears reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I am now more prepared to have a conversation about international flag football.
That quickly?
Okay. Outside the United States. Yeah, I went to a website called Wikipedia.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
I am. The U.S. has done very, very well. In a related story, I hope that U.S. Olympic gymnast, the legendary former gymnast Mary Lou Retton, gets help because she's facing charges of driving while under the influence of alcohol. She was arrested.
That was quite the left turn.
Is that correct, or was that on Wikipedia?
No, that is true.
When has Wikipedia been a source of credible information?
This is okay. A true story.
True story.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's great to talk with Jason Leisure. He joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. I know that you are a frequent listener to the Spiegel and Holmes show. I don't expect you to listen all the time. But did you happen to hear the last segment that we did?
No, I heard the beginning of your show today when Matt was talking about the frustrations over the dishwasher. And that's my kind of sports radio right there. But no, what did you guys talk about in the last segment?
Well, you know what, Tanny, can we punch up that last Rick Hahn piece of sound for Jason Leisure? Because we know that you're also someone who enjoys the White Sox or tries to enjoy the White Sox. Yes. Well, take a listen to what Rick Hahn said about working for Jerry Reinsdorf.
I knew that it wasn't perfect for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Quite candidly, very few of the 30 opportunities for a general manager are going to be perfect. And the ones that open tend to open for a reason. There's something inherently not working there. Although there were at times that opportunity to move on and perhaps the grass looked a little bit greener and perhaps the internal dynamics that were set up by someone who is immensely loyal, who has been doing it for a long time and therefore has pretty strong beliefs about what a winning organization looks like. Perhaps that made my job at times a little more difficult, but the benefit of potentially winning in Chicago and being part of, you know, a franchise that was historic and meaningful to its fans, that overrode it all for me. In fact, any time, like, for lack of a better description, I didn't get my way, I wasn't able to execute something I wanted to execute for whatever reason, I put that on me. I put that on my inability to essentially advocate well enough for what I thought was right. And there were plenty of times where, you know, Jerry and I went nose-to-nose on certain things. You know, ultimately the golden rule prevails, he with the gold rules. So it was his decision in the end. This is ultimately the owner's thing, and he lets us play with it. Yeah. So there's challenges everywhere. I was more than happy to deal with the challenges that we encountered in Chicago because of the tremendous upside to me personally being there.
So here's the thing. Spiegs brought up a really interesting point about Kevin Warren and him having to navigate that space between ownership and the way that the roster is comprised and the football operation and all of that. Both as someone who covers the Bears and someone who cares enough about the White Sox to tune in every now and again, when you hear that, what do you hear?
I hear bad ownership, and I hear a bad ownership tactic that the Bears had been operating with for a while until very recently, until they brought in Kevin Warren. If you own a professional sports team, A, you should be insanely rich. You should be crazy rich to the point that, like Mark Cuban, this is just a toy for you, and you don't need it to make money. You've got so many other things going on. Like, this should be a game. Pro sports ownership should be a game for crazy billionaires. That's what it should be. It should be, there should be a minimum bet at those tables. But if you do own one of those teams, the best thing you can do to succeed is to just pay for things. Just be like, as my kids call me, the land manatee who pays for things. That's it. You don't decide what they're buying. You just put up the Amex at the end.
Yeah, you know, I love the idea of a minimum balance for what you should actually have in order to own a team. Because if it actually is your family business, then it can become very Reinsdorfian. And it can be what the Bears seemingly have been. The Bears are playing in a different stratosphere because of the desires for the stadium and all the funding and to actually try and stop being a freaking embarrassment. So Kevin Warren has successfully gotten them to elevate themselves and try to be the big shooters that you need to be as a sports owner, hasn't he?
Yeah. And I think that's how it should work. I don't think you should have these teams like the White Sox or the Brewers. There's other examples where they're, oh, we're a small market team. We can only do so much. Then somebody else should own the team.
But there's a way to do it. If you're a small market team, there's a way to do it. Like, the Brewers are doing a good job with limitations. The White Sox have done a terrible job because you could be, treat yourself like a small market team and just be really good.
You could be the Rays.
You could be the Rays.
And it seems like they're trying to get to there now.
Yeah.
It seems that way.
I think it is. It does seem that way. But, man, this is why baseball's in its spot. There are multiple teams not really acting like big shooters and also being stupid and not acting like the Rays or the Guardians or that. Like, in the NFL, you don't really have too many have-nots because of the nature of the revenue and the nature of the salary cap and the salary floor.
Yes.
That's it. That's like, baseball is its own little thing, which allows for, you know, family businesses to just profit and not be good. Football doesn't allow for that, Jason.
Yeah, well, then, you know, maybe if you're one of those families, you should own a team in a salary cap sport like basketball or football. Maybe that's more suited for you. The other thing I hear in those comments from Rick Hahn is, well, I don't think that he would come to work every day thinking of you, the fans, by the way. I think that I always wonder, is there this sense of that these guys are not choosy enough about the jobs because
there's so few of them?
There's so few of them. There's this urgency, this scarcity, and the money is so good. Or do they really believe I can fix the White Sox, or I can fix the Cleveland Browns, or Aaron Glenn taking this job this year, I can fix the New York Jets? We saw Ian Cunningham, the Bears assistant GM, 2 years ago, I think it was, turned down the Cardinals. And that to me seems like a smart move, because if you go as head coach of the Jets or GM of the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, and it's a disaster, which there's a pretty good chance it will be because the job's open for a reason, and those are poorly run sports organizations. How are you getting your next job in that role? How are you getting another head coaching job when that doesn't work, or another GM job? And it probably not. You really got to be choosy. Ben Johnson just did it. And Ben Johnson had, you know, it's not like he waited all that long. I think he's in his late 30s getting this head coaching job with the Bears. But Ben Johnson turned down like some pretty okay opportunities over the last few years because he thought, and I've read him talking about this. He thought, you know, so few of these guys, there's 7 to 9 open head coaching jobs in the league every year, and not even half of those guys will get to their second contract. You've really got to be careful which job you take.
And he spent, Ben Johnson brilliantly, after turning jobs down last offseason, spent a year
getting ready,
mapping out methodology, thinking about who he was going to hire, thinking exactly about how he was going to do it. He used the additional year to really decide what he was going to do. Jason Leisure with us from the Sun-Times. Jason, we were talking about the Lions earlier, who've now lost Frank Ragnow, who's retiring. So if you're Dan Campbell, you're trying to keep continuity without your offensive coordinator, without your defensive coordinator, and without your all-pro center. This is a daunting task in Detroit.
And in the toughest division in the NFL, where the Vikings have every reason to think they'll be a playoff team this year. Green Bay will probably be a playoff team. And the Bears, we've thought this before, but the Bears are poised to be in that mix as well. They have this great core in Detroit of young players because they have just nailed every single draft pick. They traded for a quarterback, and then everyone else, like their entire rest of their young core, is on its rookie contract. So they're not in the quarterback rookie contract window, but they're pretty much in the everybody else rookie contract window, which gives them this great opportunity going forward. But it doesn't last forever. And losing Ben Johnson and a couple other offensive staff members that he took with him and Frank Ragnow, I mean, it is going to be a challenge, especially in the NFC North.
We were talking a little bit about Caleb Williams and obviously what happened last week. We've gotten some clarity on the Seth Wickersham book from Caleb. We also are hearing from people who are saying, okay, now that he has a better system around him, he is taking full advantage of that system. Both of us, meaning you and I, are kind of pre-programmed to be skeptics. When it comes to you hearing people saying, you know, he's staying late, he's there early, what does that mean to you at this point? And is it a step in the right direction from your point of view?
I think he has always been that type of guy, from what I can tell, from talking to him and learning about his past to seeing him firsthand last year as a rookie with the Bears. I think that Caleb Williams has always had this very important level of humility and desire to improve. He has talked a lot about wanting to be coached hard and wanting to do the work. And I don't question that about him. For a guy who started on this path to having this job when he was 10 years old, I mean, nothing has mattered more to him in his life, I don't think, than being an NFL quarterback. And now he has the people in place between Ben Johnson and Case Keenum and the everything else that they've put in place around him. Now he has all these resources available. It doesn't surprise me that he would devour that he would be at every turn trying to get as much as he can out of that.
It's interesting to hear your read on that, that he's always had that in him, because he also has this like smiling kind of a little bit goofy side. But if he's working his ass off, then that can just be the personality that comes out, as opposed to being a guy who's like trying to pretend or something. Like that's, it's interesting. If he had better structure last year, would he have worked even harder?
Yeah. When we talk about working hard, I don't think anybody in that building or anyone that's been around Caleb Williams thinks that he is lazy or complacent in any way. I think that he lacked people who could really show him how to do the work. Like, I thought I was working hard until I got to college. And I thought I worked hard kind of starting out college, and then I realized, oh, okay, this is what working hard at the college level looks like. This is how you study efficiently. This is how you organize your time. And this is the amount of hours this requires versus high school to do well in class. I think there's some of that here too, where Caleb Williams needed more guidance on how to do the work. I think he was willing, but he wasn't really being taught. I think there was a two-part problem with the way the Bears approached him. One, they assumed from the beginning, top to bottom throughout the organization, that he was more ready than he actually was, that he was more ready than basically anybody is coming out of college at that point, no matter how good they are. And two, there was this hesitation on the coaching staff to kind of, I don't know, treat him like a rookie and take a, I don't know the right word for it, but a sterner approach with him and kind of coach him hard and be demanding of him and tell him I think there was this sense from the day he got there from Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, like, oh, this is our new boss. We work for this guy. And as good as Caleb Williams is and as good as mature as he is, that's not a healthy, productive environment to grow in the NFL.
No, it is not, and it proved out to be that is the case.
It's, hey, here's a rookie. We work for him. What do you need, kid? No, I'd like to be coached.
If actually. Someone could help me out. Yeah. I'd like to know where my desk is.
Is in his office. He's typing up the email. Hey, boss, do you mind stopping by for a photo op when the HBO cameras are here? Just not along while it looks like I'm showing you things in the preseason film against Buffalo. Yeah, all right. I got you. I can help you out with that.
Nick Saban told me to stand behind you. You all right with that? You okay?
So I'm going to stand behind you while these cameras are here so that people can see me standing behind you.
Oh, God. It's unbelievable.
Such a strange, strange time. And
well, I mean, imagine, Lawrence, like, imagine you go to grad school and you go because you want to. I want the enrichment. I want the knowledge. Like if I was to go back now and get a graduate degree in journalism, like I'm 20 years into the field. It's not necessarily that I need it, but I might want it. And then I get there and I'm like, oh, hold on. None of these professors know less than I do. What am I doing here? I think that there was a little bit of sense like that for Caleb too.
I will say to you though, like it's that your analogy speaks to me on a lot of different levels because I realized because I wanted it, not necessarily that it was just the next thing, I was a much better student than I was in college or in high school. And I was, you know, I had good grades in both. But when I went to grad school, I was like, okay, I am going to lock in a way that now I expect my students to do that. And I'm like, oh, they're 19. Like,
yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
Like their whole world is different than someone who is furthering their education in whatever field it is that you're in. It's just a different vibe. And you have to like control for that bias of, well, yeah, I used to work hard. I'm like, no, when you're 19,
yeah,
there's a lot of other things that are important to you and they should be.
And I would argue that the college player who becomes a pro and is paid greatly, you know, they're all sort of wrestling with that issue of choice that you guys are talking about. Grad school, that's your choice, you know? Some of these guys are still in a place where psychologically they're doing it because they're good at it.
Right, doing it because they're good at it, and, like, it's a means to an end,
right.
And, like, what
right.
value? Like, I'm not here to play school. I'm here to play football.
Yeah.
Like, that sort of thing.
Trying to sort that out. Hey, Jason, what do we get this week? We got 3 days of Bears practice and 3 days of those guys speaking, right? Like, what are you mm-hmm. – tell the listeners what they can expect from this week from your perspective.
Mini camp, baby. It's big. It's 3 days of mandatory practices, so nobody can just not show up. They've got to get there. They've got to pretend practice sort of still
okay.
and then come talk to the media.
All right. But
I hate this.
But
I
man,
hate this
but hold
so
on.
And,
but,
I, and
but,
I super hate it if I'm a player. If I'm a player, I absolutely want this out of the calendar because this is so needless other than to check in on these guys and keep tabs on them and make sure nobody got fat in the offseason.
Well, I mean, considering some of the news of the last week,
yeah,
might still be important. To check in with guys and make sure that they're not doing things and maybe they're, you know, hey, where were you? Oh, I know exactly where you were. You were on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
You were on a boat. And we all know what you were doing on that boat. Or you were out there speeding or whatever it is.
So wait, Jason, you think it's just useless? This is just a way for teams to keep tabs on their guys? This Bears staff needs to do some work this week, and we need to talk about it, sir.
I know. I don't hate it from a media perspective, and I don't hate covering it. But I just it's June, man. It's early June, and training camp in that sport is so long. Like, there is more than enough time to do all of that. And like, in the past few years here in Chicago, you have guys like Jalen Johnson will just not come to OTAs. And those are technically voluntary, but not really. You're expected to be there. Jalen Johnson will just not come. Robert Quinn skipped mini camp because he's like, I'll just take the $100,000 in fines. I make enough. I totally get that. I don't want to be interrupted from my offseason, which the majority of these guys are very serious in their offseason. They're training. They're not just sitting around. I mean, then I got to get up and fly to Chicago for practices for a season that doesn't start for how many months?
Yeah. No, I get it. But, like, you know, these coaches got work to do. So everybody's got to be there. So that means Kyler's going to be there. Means, like, is Colston Loveland going to run around and do some stuff? Or they, you know, like, these are the kind of things we'll get to find out this week.
I think that this whole run-up with Ben Johnson of OTAs and now minicamp this week is all about getting everything in place to have a good training camp, to figure out where do they want guys on the offensive line, where do they want guys in other depth charts, at other positions, what is the pecking order in the passing game as far as guys that are going to have the biggest roles and get the most targets. And kind of giving everyone a baseline education of the new offense and the defense so that they aren't doing that when they report at the end of July. So that when they get there for July, it can be real, true practices.
Jason, as always, sir, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're sorry that you hate your job.
I don't hate – come on, man. That isn't what I'm saying at all.
No?
I thought you were going to say, I'm sorry that you hate the White Sox. There you go. No, you
all right, I'll say this. I'm sorry that – well, do you need to rinse the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher? Are you told to do that against your will, like me? Or what was your thought?
You have to, because when we bought our house, it had brand-new appliances, which sounded really cool. I don't know if I can say the brand name. I guess I won't because they might be a sponsor or something. But, like, none of them work quite right, even though they're all new. And the dishes have to be basically clean enough to eat off of to go in the dishwasher.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, so I'm like, what's even the point of this?
Well, yeah, that's my point. What is the point of this? Why are we washing dishes before we wash them in the dishwasher?
So
now you're telling me why.
I need a little bit more information here.
Do you, though?
I do. Are you saying that – You won't even, like, run water on the dish?
No, or? Lawrence, of course I do it. Of course I do it. I have a wife that I need to please, standards that I need to live by.
I know, but what I'm saying is, does it offend you, like, even that? Like, let's say you're having pizza.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of grease on the plate from the pizza. You're against maybe just running a little water on it.
I just find it an added layer of work, and I deserve relaxation.
A break today.
Yes. I really do. My life is hard, and I deserve a chance to sit down and watch the television. I deserve the big pizza.
Oh, yes. You.
That's right. Finally. Finally, somebody understands. I deserve
and so
the,
you.
Yeah.
You think to yourself, you think, I deserve to not have to wash dishes. I will get a literal dishwasher to do this job.
Correct.
And then you find out I'm the dishwasher.
Yes.
This thing is just what I
you're actually
this thing does.
The dishwasher sous chef. That's what it is.
To be clear, you're helping my cause. I don't resent my wife who has this rule. I resent the dishwasher. Thank you very much for clarifying
I resent the inefficiency of having to redo work. So I don't want to pull a dish out of the dishwasher after it's run and it's not clean and needs to go again.
Yeah.
That bothers me. So I'm with your wife on that.
I feel like
dishes need to come out 100% clean.
I feel like you both are clearly men who grew up watching the Jetsons. And the fact that we're not at the Jetsons yet, where all that stuff's supposed to be done for you, is frustrating.
It is. Where is the car that turns into a suitcase?
Yeah. What are we doing? Like, why are we bothering with self-driving cars and colonizing Mars? We don't even have working dishwashers.
I was sure.
Or
I was
that first.
Or cell phones.
I thought I was going to have the briefcase car. I mean, some stuff came true. You can look down at your watch and talk to somebody like it's Dick Tracy.
There's no doubt.
You do it all the time.
A lot of it. I mean... He never misses.
He had the Jetson stuff.
He never misses. Or your phone. Like, this is Star Trek right here.
It absolutely is.
Is it totally Star Trek?
I mean, we Zoom all the time. It's like at the beginning of 2001, A Space Oddity. It's like, oh my God. How are they doing that?
I got
Odyssey.
Called. Odyssey. Oh, Odyssey. It's pronounced Odyssey.
I had the
audio
the
plus Odyssey.
Space Oddity and Space Odyssey. Bowie perverted me to the point that I put him into my Kubrick. You put your Bowie in my Kubrick. You put your Kubrick in. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Sorry. It's very rude to correct people on air about unimportant things.
Have you not heard this show before? That's what we do.
Speaks, I got called out by the students last week.
You did?
Because I was saying, I was like, oh, you know, if you guys want to do something like... If you want to talk to me about like resumes or reels and stuff, like we can do like a Skype. And they were like, excuse me?
Skype just went under.
It doesn't exist.
I know. Yeah. That's what they were like.
It went under, yeah.
They're like, that doesn't exist anymore. And I was like, really? I was like, let me look at my app.
There's a great moment in Almost Famous when Ben Fong Torres from Rolling Stone is on the phone telling young William Miller that they got this great machine. You can transmit a page. It's only 18 minutes per page. That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
Just to get that across. I love that movie.
Can you believe how Skype dropped the ball, man?
They really fumbled the bag.
Skype had been around forever. Hmm. And Skype is not the platform we're using to do this interview because all of a sudden... Zoom shows up and they're like, hey, we can do this better. And now everything else is gone.
Zoom hit like right before the pandemic. Like people were like, oh, that seems like a cool technology.
Yeah.
And then we needed it more than ever. And then Skype should have been there to be like, no, we got it all. We've been doing
we're ready.
This.
Yeah, we're here already. Look at us. And now Zoom is like Kleenex or Pop-Tart or something. It's just like, it's a generic it's like a common noun now.
Yes.
If somebody else comes up with a new, better one, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you should check out the Microsoft's Zoom.
Yeah, it's Teams.
Skype.
Teams. But, you know, Kevin Warren loves Zoom. He just likes the one that's the Commodore's song more than anything.
I think that you're messing up our chances now.
But it's a good song.
It is a good
song. He's not wrong.
We do need to talk about his inability to get shovels in the ground. But we'll do that a little bit later on because...
It's still 2025, guys. It's still 2025.
Halfway through, though.
Jason's still here.
And that's a problem. Mr. Leisure, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye, Jason.
We're going to take a break. Since the NFL offseason was brought up, why don't we talk about some of the choices that people have made?
Ooh, this is why minicamp exists.
This is why all of this stuff exists, and this is why they warn you when you leave minicamp to not do anything stupid. We'll talk about it next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Gore.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
Stefan Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time, but the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field, and we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions, and any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
Have you talked to him since the video?
I talk to our players every single day, the ones that are here and the ones that aren't.
You know, in that moment, Mike Vrabel wanted to go full Vrabel, and he just couldn't bring himself to do it because it is June. But this is why it was one of the things that I learned later in my career of covering the NFL every day. This is where the panic begins. There's about, and we talk about on this show, the dark period. The dark period of the NFL, because usually it's become like an 11-month sport, but we're getting close, and after this week, we will be in it. The dark period, the point where many camps end and training camp begins. There's about 5 weeks for players to kind of do whatever it is that they want to do. Now,
I'm in the dark here.
Yeah, some players are out there doing it beforehand. Some players do it during the season, and they're able to still have fine seasons. The Stefan Diggs stuff is a culmination of a lot of really interesting choices he's made.
It appears that what he has there as a substance with the ladies on the boat, it's not confirmed, but it appears to be pink cocaine, which is a drug cocktail that can sometimes contain ketamine or ecstasy or meth or all three.
M-E-T-A. Oh, never mind.
Rarely cocaine itself is actually in there, but, you know, that's some heavy stuff. They just signed him to a 3-year, $69 million contract with 25 guaranteed. But apparently the contract is not fully guaranteed until he passes a physical. So I wonder if they could say, you have failed the physical because you had the pink cocaine.
Stuff. I'm not sure that they can test for any of that, but maybe. I don't know
if they could find a loophole.
Yeah. And look, we don't know. It could have just been glitter. Like it could have been cotton candy. There's a lot of things that it could be.
It's confetti. Is Rip Taylor on the boat?
It's a $1.98 beauty show. That's where he was. That's a reference for three people in the audience.
It's just...
Here's to you.
You gotta... I want everyone to live their life. You know how I feel. There's no kink shaming on this show.
Yeah, but if you're a professional athlete and you're getting paid millions of dollars, you owe it to your teammates in the organization, too.
I agree to a degree. As long as he's ready when training camp comes up and he doesn't miss any of this time that's mandatory, do what you do. I would suggest, because of the job that you have, that these things might not be performance enhancing, that these might be things that, you know, would be detrimental to performance, but I don't know. And the science on that is murky as well, because think about some of the greatest players that we've ever seen. Think about the fact that we watched Lawrence Taylor a decade and a half be an absolute menace on the football field, being fueled by stuff that kind
of
looks like
a hell of a drug.
Exactly.
It really is. I'll never forget Hollywood Henderson, Cowboys linebacker, had a little inhaler with a mixture of cocaine and water in his uniform pants during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there have been plenty of players in multiple sports that perhaps may have had something in the back of their pants. And that's why all of a sudden they were sliding head first instead of leg first.
It's just more efficient. Just be careful.
And it might be the reason why you have that nickname.
Mm.
These are all the things.
So Stephon Diggs is one offseason story. These are versions of, who was the name of the Bears wide receiver? Was it Byron Pringle?
Yeah, he did donuts.
Yeah, donuts are delicious.
They are.
For the record.
I went to Huck Finn yesterday.
That's your place.
I love Huck Finn.
I know you do. It's been a long time since I had a Huck Finn donut. I have to get one soon.
I got you.
All right. Well, Nana, don't you don't have to bring it in.
Actually, you know what? The place where I get coffee, Robust.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Woodlawn, they have a cinnamon roll, sir.
Mm.
A honey bun, if you will.
Oh, I will.
Sir.
I mean, although that you ran on that. Your mayoral platform.
Yeah, for the kids. For the adults can have all the honey buns they want.
Okay.
I just wanted the kids to stop eating honey buns and hot Cheetos.
And hot Cheetos, yeah.
That's all.
I agree with that, by the way. So Byron Pringle.
Ruben bringing home a lot of hot Cheetos lately. Hot Funyuns.
Loves hot Cheetos. Loves hot everything. Loves that stuff.
That's good for him.
That's
hilarious.
So the Cowboys had a guy who got a speeding ticket. Is that right, Tanny? This guy, Seth Williams?
Yes, Seth Williams, defensive end. For the second time, he had a speeding issue, I believe. So Jerry Jones was asked about this second speeding incident, and here's what he said. I enjoyed it very much.
Last year, he drives 100 miles an hour and has a wreck. You know, and this, I mean, how do you conjugate all of that? How do you balance those things?
Well, first of all, I'm saying that he is, which is more often the case than not, this sounds a little hollow, but he does and is maturing, and he is. What was he going, 66? Was he going 66 miles an hour?
Last year?
No, this year. So he's 34 miles an hour less than this year than it was last year. 98-66, so that's improvement.
Oh, my God. May we all have a boss.
That defends you like Jerry Jones.
My God. It makes excuses.
That is.
Hey, boss, I know that I told you I was going to do all my jobs, but I did like 6 of them. But if you remember last year, I did 4 of them.
So that is growth.
Thank you very much.
And improvement.
Maturing.
Maturing.
That's what's happening.
The movie Sinners was so crazy that Josh Allen was like, nope, I'm marrying her now.
Immediately.
Now. Before Michael B. Jordan comes back and takes her away.
It's entirely possible.
It's been quite the NFL offseason. Already. This is what they're worried about. This is what's... And think about this. The other story that gets us into the dark period is the guy that is going to the dark cave. Oh, Aaron Rodgers still doesn't have a job.
Oh, man, that guy. If you're the Steelers and you're just letting your entire offseason be sabotaged by this jamoke, I mean, did you learn nothing by watching the Jets have their offseason sabotaged?
It's really interesting. I heard Dan Graziano this morning on Get Up, like, speculate, well, maybe the fallback position is Kirk Cousins for the Steelers. Like, if you get to the end of this and you're like, we're 3 weeks away from training camp and we need a quarterback and it can't be Rudolph, then maybe you go, all right, Atlanta, we'll make a trade for Kirk Cousins. He doesn't want to be there.
Okay.
We want him here. Let's do a deal.
You know what still happened? Your entire offense didn't have their quarterback the entire offseason.
I agree with you. I don't think it's a good thing.
No, it's definitely not.
I understand that Aaron is – I understand why he would think he's above it. I understand
after
that.
After last year, that no other team should allow him to think himself he's above it.
I agree. I agree with you. We need to take a break. We're going to stay on football because there's something I need to work through with Spiegs about the Bears stadium stuff. We'll examine next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Four. Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
The plan would be to put a shovel in the ground on the lakefront.
The goal is to make sure that we have shovels in the ground in 2025.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025.
I don't know if Kevin Warren is going to be able to dig a hole, but we will find out if he's going to be able to. I don't think this year is in the cards if you look at what's happened with the legislative process.
Yeah, the state legislators in Springfield broke. They ended their session without dealing with any of the bills or passing any of the bills that would have helped the Bears know that they're going to have the tax break, the property tax break. What they want to pay a lot less property tax than the finished stadium would have them pay. They want to pay on like this small little parcel as opposed to the giant tract where that the stadium would take up. They want that deal and they're not getting that deal. So they're not going to put a shovel in the ground until they have assurances on that kind of thing.
And it looked like there was progress that was happening with Arlington Heights.
There
and
was.
The Bears have turned their attention pretty much to Arlington Heights, and I don't want to say they've forgotten about, but they're not really moving in the direction of building something in the city. because of all of the hoops that they would have to jump through to get it done.
Yeah, I think the city dream is dead. And I think you pointed out the mayor like gave up the ghost on that.
The mayor was like, go with God. Like he's like, hey.
Tried to do that.
Yeah, he did. But we did this whole thing and it didn't work. And okay, like they have this parcel of land out there and we'll see what ends up happening. I am curious on some of the reaction from Chicago Dems. And Cam Buckner, one of them, and that's his area, that's his district around Soldier Field. He had said, and I just kind of want to know what the end game is for him. He had talked about all of this, and this is from the Sun-Times. He said, regardless of all that, when we're talking about tough budget year and the fact that we still had billions of dollars worth of transit to figure out, I think tax breaks and property tax, certainty and money for a stadium development is not high on the list for the people of Illinois. But in the same breath, he keeps talking about how the Bears, if they want to get this money from the state, that they're going to have to go through the Chicago representatives. Basically, he said they're not going to be able to hide from us in Springfield just because they're talking to the rest of the people too. And I don't understand what the play is.
So yeah,
here.
So this is about, it's going to be about getting state money, state funding, state help, and the city representative is saying you still got to deal with us because we matter, even though the state and everybody matters more. So, Lawrence, is it just political grandstanding?
I don't know. Like I'm very curious. And look, Cam Buckner's a former football player himself. He cares deeply about his area and his constituents. I just felt like we had all just kind of been like, oh, all of us that are city dwellers, all of us that do love the lakefront, that we were like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense that they bought this land in Arlington Heights and we'll figure out what to do with Soldier Field afterwards.
It's just an opportunity. It strikes me as not to be politically cynical.
These are the times to be it.
It strikes me that it's just an opportunity to stand up and be loud about something that is in, as he said, an area of his expertise as a former player. So have a voice attached and connected to it. I could be wrong. You know, maybe there's some other play there that's going on.
I'm just trying to think of like. Are we at the point where it's like, well, no, we're going to get the Bears to change their mind again, and then we'll do the Michael Reese Hospital stuff, or we'll figure out some. I just think I've always thought this, Speaks, it's just cleaner for the Bears to just do the Arlington Heights thing. They're really close. They have a mayor that is definitely down for this, and they seem to have a little bit more steam for the state money to go to Arlington than it would be to do all of the things that you have to do to get something done on the lakefront.
I think it's just about a done deal here. I mean, like, it's going to happen in Arlington Heights. This delay thing that happened with the legislature means that they're not going to have the cost certainty of the property taxes being down. They're not getting that as of right now. But I guess it doesn't necessarily mean they can't put a shovel in the ground. You know what our idea is for Kevin Warren to
do his backyard.
Yeah, just put a shovel in the ground in the backyard, just film it nice and tight. You put it up on the IG, said, see, look, we did it, shovel in the ground. But technically, I suppose they could just put shovels in the ground in Arlington Heights as well and, you know, get started. But they want to hold the state legislature hostage with, we're not going to put our billions into this project unless you give us what we want with the property taxes. And now that's being delayed. So it makes this 2025 look difficult.
Yes, it does. But there is the fall session. And maybe in the fall session, they can get something done with. See, because to me, and if we get a chance to speak with Cam Buckner, he can help us learn some of this stuff. To me, It wasn't the Chicago people. It was that Kevin Warren hadn't really made any hay, no pun intended, with the folks south of I-80. You know, that he hadn't talked to anyone about that.
Yeah, he went all the way out, I believe, to the I-88 corridor by the Top Golf, but he didn't get further than that.
Well, yeah, well, that's a different conversation. I was actually wasn't far from the I-88 corridor this weekend.
Really?
Thought about stopping by the Top Golf and then thought better of it.
Because you weren't packing.
No, it was in my other car. So, I decided I would just stay put.
I got to see the new car. I haven't seen the new car. I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to say that on the air? There's no new car.
No. No, actually, you can. I got it from our good friends over at the Audi Exchange.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll give you a ride home.
All right.
Not today, though. Not today.
Okay, someday.
But at some point.
I look forward to it.
I want to see the baby. The baby. Like that's what people are going to do over here. It's fine. It's good. I had a fun weekend.
Full of smiles, our guy right here.
Hey.
Everything's coming up, Lawrence.
I'm doing the whole midlife crisis thing, man.
Leaning in, huh?
Not to a Belichickian level, but
it's an end life crisis. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And now there's beef. Pablo and Dollar Bill are in beef now about all of this.
Dollar Bill Simmons?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, he's a big Patriots guy.
Of course.
Pablo was like, hey, I got some questions for you, too.
Oh, no.
Why don't you come on the podcast and come on through?
Really?
We tried to get Pablo because he and Sarah are tight, and he just didn't have time. But stay tuned. It's fun stuff. Anyhoozle, why don't we talk with our buddy Kendall Gill?
I love it. There's multiple reasons. The NBA Finals are here, and you can obviously break it down. We can check in on the Bulls as well, but also some great personal news for Kendall.
Yes, he's got two boys that are out here doing stuff, and we want to talk to him about being a great sports dad. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.